dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. So glad to have you with us today. I am your host, Mark White. I have a very special guest that I was able to get to meet and speak to during the Alabama Broadcasters Association Conference, and that person is Don Daly. Now, I'll tell you, when I was a young person listening to WZZK on Sunday nights, Don would do a public affairs program, and I enjoyed listening to that. Don, I would say, influenced me as a young person because of the type of people he was bringing on the program to recognize people in the community, and it just stayed with me. And here we are now today, The Mark White Show, trying to make a difference through our community. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Don Daly.
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for the invite.
Let's go into your early beginnings, Don. Go back as far as high school or people who influenced you to be a part of radio and television, the broadcast industry in general.
Wow. Well, that goes a long way back. I actually started thinking about exploring a career in broadcasting when I was about junior high school age, and then when I was a senior in high school, around 17 years old, I actually got my first radio job. I grew up in Linden, Alabama, which is in Marengo County over in the western part of the state, and my first radio job was at a station in Demopolis, Alabama, which is about 15 miles from Linden. And so I worked there during my senior year, and it was quite a memorable experience and kind of set me on the course for the rest of my career. After I graduated from high school, I went off to junior college for 2 years in Monroeville, Alabama, and I ended up working at a local radio station there for the 2 years that I was in junior college. And then I went off to Troy University to get my bachelor's degree, and I had a couple of radio jobs during the two and a half years that I was at Troy. But ultimately, I got my bachelor's degree in broadcast journalism and decided to focus in television, and I worked at the campus television station there at Troy University, WTSU. But right out of school, when I graduated, my first professional job ended up being back in radio, and I worked for about 5 years for a radio station in Enterprise, Alabama, and then got a job at WZZK in Birmingham, where I ended up staying for 21 years. And then went to Alabama Public Television in the winter of 2011, which is where I still work now. So it's been a winding journey, but it's been a very, very rewarding one.
Let's take a step back to one of the places where you said you had some broadcast experience, and that was a station in Monroeville, Alabama. David Stewart was recognized as Broadcaster of the Year. That was his family's radio station where you were at.
It sure was. WMFC Radio in Monroeville. The Stewart family was very influential in media in Monroeville for a number of years. David Stewart still owns and operates WMFC. His late father first owned the radio station, put it on the air in the late 50s, and his late father also owned the local newspaper in Monroeville, the Monroe Journal. And there was a time when David ran the radio station and David's brother Steve ran the newspaper. The Stewarts have since sold the newspaper, but as I say, David still runs WMFC in Monroeville, and it was such a pleasure to get to see him at the recent Alabama Broadcasters Association conference, to see him honored for his lifetime of work as Broadcaster of the Year. He was certainly a guiding influence in my own personal career, He hired me to work for him when I was 18 years old, right out of high school, and only had maybe 6 or 8 months of radio experience under my belt. But it was a very memorable time in my career, and I was happy to go and help pay tribute to him recently when he was named Broadcaster of the Year.
Now, David was sharing with me at the conference the fact that the FM tower was put up in the 60s. He was about 8 years old, and he went and told his classmates in third grade about that tower being put up, and he said that that moment is really the moment he believes he decided that he wanted to be in radio, and at 10 years old started working on a children's program on that particular station, and led him to, as you said, winning the Broadcaster of the Year 50-plus years later. Let's talk about the steps that you took in your career, because I've found that family-owned radio stations are really, they're really good about giving people opportunities. And I met with a station with Ben Luna this past week up in Tennessee, and they're a family-owned station as well, started in Lexington, Alabama, have stations in Lawrenceburg and Pulaski and various places. But I find that that's where amazing opportunities have come from for me. Has that been your experience as well, Don?
Oh, it certainly was. My first radio job in high school in Demopolis, Alabama, it was a family-owned radio station. Of course, the Stewart family owned WMFC in Monroeville. And it's great to see David honored in this way, because he is a rarity now. He is still one of the few family-owned stations in Alabama. There are a few that are still thriving. But as you know, a lot of broadcasting now is corporately owned, and it really moves me when family-owned businesses such as the Stewarts are able to hang on and thrive throughout the years. But I dare say that, you know, there are a lot of people like me who came up through the ranks in family-owned radio stations and owe these small stations such a debt for the career that we ended up having. It was an invaluable experience for me. You know, when I was a senior in high school and got hired in my first job, I literally walked in off the street, you know, didn't have any experience, and did an audition tape. And they must have heard something they liked, because they hired me, and the rest, as they say, is history.
One of the things that I mentioned at the top of the broadcast, you were at WZZK, and I listened to your public affairs program, and maybe what some people don't know is that radio stations, by FCC regulations, have to have 30 minutes of some type of public affairs program. Is that what led you there to the program you were doing on WZZK on Sunday nights?
Yes. The program that you're remembering was part of that requirement. It's something that most radio stations, though, do very willingly. It's not just because they're forced to do it because of FCC regulations. They want to serve the communities in which they reside. And those shows, especially on primarily music-driven shows, those public affairs shows, give them that rare opportunity to reach out to the community one-on-one. I think I told you when we met at the Broadcasters Conference last weekend that I was impressed that you remembered me for that, because of the 20 years I spent at WZZK, I was also the morning news anchor, and that's how most people remember me. And I often wondered back in those days when I produced that public affairs show, which aired on Sunday night, how many people were actually listening to it and hearing you talk about it and the influence it had on you. That was really heartwarming, because we put a lot of work into that show, and it did air at an odd time, but we got a lot of feedback on it. But to hear your own story about how it inspired you was particularly nice to hear. And also, I guess, in retrospect, I guess that show sort of prepared me for my later career, because here I am hosting a public affairs show for Alabama Public Television all these years later.
Yes, and going back to the Alabama Broadcasters Association, it was a reunion of sorts for you, as many members of WZZK were there, including Dollar Bill Lawson, who was there to receive the Hall of Fame honor and be inducted into the Alabama Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame, along with Patty and then the Doc. Many people in the Birmingham area know them quite well, and then Dollar Bill Lawson even mentioned that he was in Florence at one point. So we have a lot of people across the state of Alabama who are familiar, but when I was there, I remember y'all were getting a group picture because there were so many from the WZZK family. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was a great event. It made me realize, A, how long I've been in the business, how long I've been lucky enough to have been in the business, and how lucky I've been to work with some of the people that I worked with. The reunion with a lot of my former WZZK colleagues was a great thing. But three of the five honorees at the ABA conference last weekend were former colleagues of mine at WZZK. Dollar Bill Austin, who you mentioned, was the longtime morning show co-host on WZZK and is still on the air in Birmingham at another station now. I wanted to go and honor him, and then, of course, the ABA also honored posthumously Patty Wheeler and Dr. Thomas Atkinson, who was also known as the Doc. When I first went to WZZK in 1990, the morning show was Patty and the Doc. And a couple of years after I went to work there, the Doc retired, and then they gave Patty a new morning show host in Dollar Bill Lawson. And so the show became known as Patty and Dollar Bill. And it was great to be there to honor Dollar Bill and to pay tribute to our late colleagues, Patty Wheeler and Dr. Thomas Atkinson.
It's interesting that we're talking about 1990 when it comes to Patty and the Doc. My family, my granddad was a preacher, and we moved from Athens, Alabama, to Birmingham, to North Birmingham, Centerpoint, in 1989. I finished the fourth grade there in Birmingham in the city schools, and WZZK, as was WDRM when I lived in North Alabama as a kid, WZZK became my station of choice for country music, and that was in a good time for me during country music. I enjoyed a lot of the songs that were being played during that time, but I do recall very well Patty and the Doc, and then when Dollar Bill came in as well. When we come back, let's talk about Alabama Public Television, your role there now with the program that you do, and we're very excited about the opportunities that have opened up for you over the past few years because of, as you said, getting your start at some of these local television programs. But I'm glad to get to have you on the program today, Don.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
We're talking to Don Daly. He has been at several stations throughout his career. I really believe that those have been stepping stones, as he said, at WZZK, doing a public affairs program gave him an insight into the public affairs type life, and we're going to talk about what he's doing with Alabama Public Television, the host of Capital Journal, when we come back. I hope you'll share this with your friends and let them know about the Mark White Show. I'm glad to have Don Daly with us right now on the program. When we come back, we'll talk to him some more. You're listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Unless I'll do something good today. A pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Hi, this is Maddie from Mom and Nims.
And this is Amy. Come on out to Mom and Nims and have some ribeye steaks, hamburger steaks, pond-raised catfish, whole fish or fillets, made from scratch, homemade, the best in the world ever, apple pies, fresh desserts.
Y'all come by and see us.
Thank you, Amy and Maddie. I would like to encourage you to go to Mom and Nims in Anderson, Alabama, 256-800-4003. Check them out on Facebook at Mom and Nims, M-A-M-A-N-E-M-S. Just like Mama's cooking, we put the love in it. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
It's bow time.
Down here, pimento cheese is pretty much its own food group. So when fans told Bojangles to bring back our legendary spread, we did them one better. And also fired up a gooey, golden, melty, molten, pourable pimento sauce. So now you can spread it thick across your favorite biscuit, pour it over seasoned fries, stir it into mac and cheese, or dip Supremes in it. Because with four ways to eat our pimento cheese, the recommended daily servings just became yes. It's bow time.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
This is Parker and Gimden, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Be kind, show compassion, and let others know you care.
I am talking to Don Daly. He is the host of Capital Journal, Alabama Puppet Television Show out of Montgomery, Alabama. Don Daly, long history in broadcast, television, and radio. We talked about his early history, and now I want to talk about his role at Capital Journal. He said he's been there since 2011, and I know he's had a lot of amazing experiences in that role. Don, welcome back to the Mark White Show.
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Let's talk about your career going on 8 years with Capital Journal and the experience that you've had there. You mentioned that some of those other programs that you were on in the past, some of the stations, really played a part in what you're able to do now on your public affairs program through Capital Journal. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, especially the public affairs show that I hosted on WZZK for many years that you referenced in the first segment really sort of set the stage for what I do now. But it's fun to think about at the time I was doing that, that, you know, I had no idea how valuable that experience was going to end up being later in my career, because as I mentioned, my primary focus in my years at WZZK was being a news anchor and reporter, and producing the public affairs show was just sort of an offshoot of what I did. It wasn't my primary focus, but gave me a lot of great experience. So when I came to Alabama Public Television in 2011, I realized what that experience of producing the public affairs show had actually meant and how it was going to hold me in good stead as I launched my new career in television. You know, I think I mentioned in the first segment that when I was in college, I decided to focus my energies on television. And my first job out of school was in radio, and I ended up staying in radio for about 25 years. When I came back to television in 2011, I'd been out of the game a long time, and I really had to sort of learn the process all over again. Thank goodness they gave me the wings to grow and to learn here at APT, and it has certainly been an evolving process. But it's a job that I truly enjoy, hosting Capital Journal, which, as you know, is a news and public affairs show which focuses on state government, the legislature, and the broader state government. We actually have a studio in the Alabama State House in Montgomery. We're on every Friday night at 8 on Alabama Public Television, and when the legislature is in session, we're actually on 5 nights a week. It's a challenging job. I get to meet all of the newsmakers where state government is concerned, and I really enjoy what I do.
One of the things, as you mentioned, to get to sit down with some of these lawmakers and get a feel for them and their personality, because they come from all areas around the state of Alabama, and each has a different goal for their community. You have to be able to find out what interests them. How do you go about that when you're talking to people from all across the state, to be able to relate to them so that you can get the most information from them for listeners?
I do a lot of homework before I interview a lot of the lawmakers. I want to ask them specifically about issues that are important to their local districts. A lot of them will be carrying legislation related to their local districts, and I want to talk about that, but at the same time, I have to be conscious about its relevancy to a statewide audience because our program is seen statewide. So we talk about how it's important to them locally and the possible consequences that those local bills might have on a statewide level. A prime example of that right now is the controversy in South Alabama over the proposed Mobile River Bridge and Bayway project, which, you know, the question has been asked a lot during this debate: do people in other parts of Alabama really care about this issue? And depending on who you ask, some say yes, they care, and they think it might have ramifications for other parts of the state, and then some say they don't care. So the challenge is always making everybody care about the subject that you're talking about.
When it comes to the state level, as you say, there are various things that an individual might have interest in that, say, might affect North Alabama or Central Alabama. As a whole, each legislator has an opportunity to have an effect on the entire state.
Sure, that plays out on our show, I hope, quite a bit, because while we do talk to these lawmakers about some of their local concerns, they're also very involved in the big headline-making things that people are so interested in. They all have an individual vote on the important issues in the legislature, and we talk about those things as well. And, you know, the local lawmakers, you know, have very definite opinions about some of the things that make the headlines. I'm thinking of things like the gas tax increase and a number of other high-profile things, our prison problems, for instance. So they bring a unique mixing of perspectives to these issues. There's the local issues that they tackle on behalf of their constituents, and then the positions they take on the higher-profile issues based on feedback they get from their constituents.
As we were listening to Dollar Bill Lawson, and I don't know the effect that it had on you, but Dollar Bill talked about the reason for getting into broadcast in the first place, and how over the years, when he saw the families that he was trying to help, that they were allowing him into their homes and that they depended on him as a voice, and he started to gain an appreciation for what he really was about as a broadcaster. And it wasn't for the attention, it wasn't for the exposure of getting his name out there, but the fact that he had an opportunity to make a real difference in the lives of others. What is your passion, Don, and what do you want to see done through your career that's a positive that can make a difference in our communities wherever? Because you do have a voice, just like Dollar Bill Lawson or even myself. We have voices that can help people.
I think you come to realize ultimately what a privilege it is to have the job that you do, because you become someone that your listeners or your viewers feel that they know personally, even though they might not know you personally, because they listen to you or watch you regularly. They feel like they do know you, and you are with them during important times. I remember during my radio years thinking about some of the crucial times that I was probably a big part of listeners' lives, like when tornadoes came through and there was serious damage, or there were other, you know, big life-altering events that happened, and people probably listened to me quite a bit during that time to keep them informed of what was going on and what was next for them. It makes you realize what an awesome responsibility that is, and what a privilege it is. And doing what I'm doing now and covering Alabama state politics, the rules become a little different. People are very, obviously very opinionated about politics, and there's such a thing as straddling the fence and being neutral and just presenting the facts for people's consideration. That's one of the things about our show. We are a pure public affairs show. We're not an opinion-driven show. I interview the lawmakers. They talk about their opinions and their views and their stands on certain issues, and I ask the questions. And I hope that in doing so, we're able to present a really balanced broadcast and one that really explores both sides of the issue. It's really a balancing act. It's not to say that you don't ask the tough questions when they're necessary, but you do so in a respective way. I try not to be, combative or to put the guest on the spot, but I will ask the tough questions and we will talk through the issues very carefully. And I think one of the advantages of a show like ours is it's a long-form interview-type program. You get to hear this person in depth for at least 10 minutes or more, and it's not, cut up into short sound clips. It's an in-depth discussion of the issues, and that's one of the things that I hope people walk away from.
And I really appreciate the fact that you're willing to join me here on the Mark White Show today.
Mark, thank you for inviting me. It was truly flattering to hear the effect that my radio public affairs show had on your own career. I was glad I could be a part of your own career now, and it was great to be a part of your broadcast today. Thank you so much for asking me.
And folks, you've been listening to Don Daly. He is with Capital Journal, part of Alabama Public Television. You can catch that program at
8 o'clock Friday nights on Alabama Public Television.
Thank you again, Don, and we appreciate you. You're always welcome back on The Mark White Show.
Mark, it was a pleasure. Good luck to you.
Hi, everybody. This is BJ Thomas, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing seems to
fit. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. Don't take my soul.
Welcome to Kyla's Corner. I'm Kyla Carter, and I hope to inspire you to spread positivity, happiness, and kindness through these segments. I live my life sunny side up, and I hope you can too. Have you ever had someone make you feel that there was something that you couldn't do, or a goal you couldn't achieve? Have you ever worked so hard at something, only to be discouraged by a family member, friend, teacher, coworker, or even your own personal circumstances? Have you ever been told that you're not good enough, and that the dreams or the goals that you've set for yourself are just unattainable? There are so many people out there who will tell you that you can't. What you have to do is you've got to turn around and say, "Watch me." I literally live by these words. There have been so many times that I've been discouraged. When I go into auditions, I put 100% into what I'm doing at all times. But there are so many people that are also putting in that 100%. A lot of auditioning is rejection, and you have to learn not to take it personally, which is very hard. I can feel discouraged at times because I feel I'm not good enough for anyone. In my school, some of my teachers think that acting isn't a steady job for the future, and I will never be able to make a career out of something that I love to do. These instances fuel me to work even harder, and I know in my heart that I can do anything if I put my mind to it. With hard work and determination, anything is possible. I think of life like a flower. People can pluck out all of your petals, but they aren't getting to the root of you. Having confidence and believing in yourself is the only thing you need to achieve your goal. You don't need the support of others, although it really would be nice. You must remember, it's your goal, not their goal. And if someone's telling you that you cannot do something, use that power to encourage you to keep going and prove to yourself that you can. I know, there will be challenges and roadblocks, like in the lyrics in the song, Rose Garden.
along with the sunshine, there's gotta be a little bit of rain sometimes. If dreammaking was easy, everybody would be successful and happy. But it is so important to forge forward. Keep your eyes on your own paper and never look back into the rearview mirror. You have to understand that those that discourage others are speaking from their past experiences and their own discouragements. I choose to be an example to others and encourage them to step up and do what they can to reach their goals. Words of encouragement go so far. Don't try to change someone into what you think they should be. Discover who they are. Be the light in their life, not the darkness. And be the girl or boy who decided to go for it and live your dream. Never give up. I believe in you. And don't forget to always live sunny side up.
But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a Benny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.